Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, forecourts are changing fast. With fuel no longer necessarily the main draw card, South Africa's service stations are pushing hard into food, loyalty programs, and quick service retail. The new Trade Intelligence Forecourt Retail Report breaks it all down, and I want to discuss this in a little more detail with Andrea Slubber. And let's see what's driving this reinvention, and perhaps more importantly, whether it's working. So, Andrea, a very warm welcome to you. The main pressures driving forecourt retailers to diversify beyond fuel sales, what are they? What are you seeing?
So a few considerations. I mean, the rise of the convenience trend, shoppers have really embraced convenience retail. So that is important at the moment for fuel retailers because fuel volumes locally and globally are declining. So the fuel stations are becoming more reliant on the forecourt retail offering to bring in money. And an interesting stat from the US says that although the forecourt convenience only brings in about 30 to 40% of sales, it contributes about 60% to gross profit. So obviously there's potential, although the total revenue from the forecourt retail is relatively lower than from fuel, there's potential for growth.
But it's interesting, in economic terms, as you say, fuel volumes are down, but if forecourt numbers are up, isn't that a recipe potentially for oversupply?
Sure, that is a big consideration, especially in South Africa. If you have a look at the total FMCG or grocery retail landscape, the footprint of convenience stores have certainly expanded. But like I said, if you look from a shopper-centric perspective, South African shoppers love convenience shopping. And that said, if we look at the growth over the past year, the forecourt channel as a whole from a retail perspective only grew at about 4% in revenue compared to total retail in FMCG growing at about 6.9%. And if we double click on other channels growing faster, discounters, for example, grew at 13%, and e-commerce obviously grows way faster than that. But it's becoming a very contested area of retail, especially for the big retailers, expanding their influence and their formats within this channel.
And Andrea, who of us on the way home haven't stopped at the Woolies at NGEN? I absolutely get that, and I understand why you say that convenience shopping is important to South Africans. But convenience shopping also comes often at a price premium. We don't seem to mind that, obviously.
Yes, I mean, we did some shopper research that showed exactly that. Shoppers acknowledge that they are likely to pay a premium, but for the convenience, it's a good trade-off for them. Also, I mean, the forecourt retailers understand they're in competition with the mainstream convenience stores and supermarkets. I mean, many supermarkets are now extending their opening hours. So where forecourt convenience gave you that advantage of later hours being open, within that later slot, many supermarkets and convenience stores are also offering that now. So they, too, have to compete for shopper foot traffic. And obviously, they have ramped up convenience sort of discount deals on food offers, etc. Bundle deals, you know, these snack and drink combo deals proving to be very popular. And shoppers are expecting to see discounts and deals at forecourts.
Yeah, not always good for the waistline, but that's a different conversation entirely. Andrea, I think I know the answer to this, but tell me anyway, how important are supermarket partnerships in terms of fuel-branded partnerships? In other words, the supermarket-branded forecourt seems to have more currency.
Yes. So the stats show us that there's more growth from those forecourt retail stores that have the supermarket partnerships. And I think, you know, the supermarkets have established themselves as almost lifestyle partners to South African consumers and shoppers. And certainly there's been, I think, like a 26% increase in these partnerships between supermarkets and fuel stations over the past year. So definitely, I mean, if shoppers are loyal to a particular retailer, which while I say it, I know it's not even true because people shop around, but certainly knowing the quality standards of those retailers, it draws them into the stores. You mentioned the Engen Woolies food stops. I mean, the introduction of the After Dark partnership with on-demand delivery has just worked really well. We hear that they talk about a 15 to 20% incremental growth from those stores. And certainly, I mean, shoppers love their offering at those stores.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy. I mean, who really needs an egg salad sandwich at 11:30 at night? But let me not judge,
You'll
Andrea.
Be surprised.
I'm sure I would be. This is interesting. You talk about a short in-store dwell time, and you've, in fact, calculated it at 3.5 minutes. It's going to be difficult for forecourts to boost basket size, surely.
It is, but the levers that they are engaging with is, for example, those bundle deals that are advertised. And I mean, many of these forecourts, especially associated with retailers that have a good following on social media, know how to get good news out fast. Surprisingly, also, we've seen an uptick in sales of what we would regard as premium snacks that are also in bundle deals. And we know that not all people that visit a forecourt convenience outlet are there to fill up for fuel. So often they go there for particular items. And surprisingly, sometimes there are highly competitive deals on some convenience snacks there.
Let me pivot slightly. Loyalty programs are also booming in the space. Tell me why, and do you think they are really moving the needle when it comes to traffic and spend?
I think it's more of a hygiene factor or a passport factor rather than moving the needle. If you look at shopper perception of loyalty, you'll ask shoppers, are they loyal to a particular store or brand? And they'll say yes. But from a store perspective, if you ask them how many loyalty cards do they have across different retailer stores, you'll also be surprised to see they're actually loyal to all of them. So the fuel retailers understand that it's not really about building a loyalty club. It's really shouting out, we have rewards or discount offers for you. And without that, you're not going to see a good foot traffic and following from South African shoppers, because we've been spoiled for choice in terms of loyalty rewards. So when we talk loyalty in the South African shopper's mind, it's more about what's in it for them. That means discounts and reward points towards discounts.
I wonder, as we have this conversation, what might be missing from the mix. So we've seen KFC, there are bespoke coffee counters. I've even seen parcel lockers, all obviously adding some kind of value when it comes to driving growth. But what's missing, do you think, or what's likely to come?
So electric vehicles and charging stations, the whole shift hasn't hit South Africa. Obviously, we're lagging behind some other first world countries, but that is going to revolutionize the whole forecourt store experience and mission. What are you doing there? How long will you spend there? I mean, we hear about the long charging times and lots of concepts being developed in terms of what people will do with their time and the opportunities to sort of also, shall I say, extract revenue while giving the customers what they want and need. But it's early days to speculate about that in South Africa specifically. But they are definitely looking at lifestyle hubs around these charging stations. And early days, way too early for South Africa.
And as we conclude this conversation, Andrea Slabbert, I feel a Coke and a pie coming on as I wend my way home. Thank you very much indeed. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.